Page 114. We've got mail.
Dear Side by Side, I have a question about gerunds and infinitives after verbs. I'm very confused. I know that after some verbs, I must use a gerund, such as practice swimming and consider buying. After other verbs, I must use an infinitive, such as learn to swim and decide to buy. And finally, I know that after some verbs, I can use either a gerund or an infinitive, such as like to swim and like swimming. Are there any rules that will tell me what to do with different verbs? Sincerely, Worrying About the Rules.
Dear Worrying About the Rules, you seem to understand how to use gerunds and infinitives. Unfortunately, we're sorry to tell you that there aren't any rules about what to do with different verbs. You just have to learn about each verb. Keep on practicing gerunds and infinitives, and stop worrying about the rules. Using these verbs is a lot better than thinking about them too much. Good luck! Sincerely, Side by Side.
Dear Side by Side, we've been studying the present perfect and present perfect continuous tenses in our class for the past several weeks. I think I finally understand this grammar, but now we have begun learning the past perfect tense, and to tell the truth, I don't understand when to use it. Can you help? Sincerely, Life was perfect before the past perfect.
Dear Life was perfect, we understand your problem because we use both the present perfect and past perfect tenses to talk about things that happened in the past. Here's the difference. We use the present perfect tense to talk about things that happened before now. For example, I don't want to see that movie today. I have already seen it. We use the past perfect tense to talk about things that happened before another time in the past. For example, I didn't want to see that movie yesterday. I had already seen it. We're glad you have learned the present perfect tense, and we're sure you'll do well with the past perfect. Best wishes, Side by Side.